Hi, I'm Nazanin, 26 years old, from Afghanistan. I have been living in Moria for 7 months with my mother and three of my sisters. When it comes the name of Moria, immediately all the thoughts go through the terrible available situation inside the camp, such as overcrowding problems, horrible sanitation, lack of basic needs like water, electricity, fuel, and etc. Definitely, this can be the most important and problematic issues that are visible at a glance. But if we pay attention deeply, there are some more hidden and unsaid things. Let's think about the mother who crossed the dangerous borders to make her child's future, but lost her in the fire. Nothing left but burnt bones. The father who lost his innocent boy during the crazy fights and no one asked why, how. Or someone who came here to find peace and safety but is living in a more dangerous, unsafe, and stressful place even more than the land he has come from. The child whose toy was changed to a fake knife and trying to do, talk, and shout just what he saw in the adults. The girl who tried to learn, be independent, and stand on her own feet but is even more vulnerable than ever, that should rely on someone else to take one step out of his living area. The people who are losing their mind, patience, tolerance due to living in this awful situation and dealing with so many challenges. So, yep, here is Europe Lesbos Camp Moria. Thank you.